Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today the weather across Israel is quite pleasant. In Jerusalem, expect mild temperatures with clear skies. Tel Aviv will enjoy a sunny day, perfect for a stroll by the beach. Haifa is looking at a slightly cooler day, but still pleasant for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, according to Israel Hayom, a 39-year-old resident of Liverpool has been charged in the UK with espionage and aiding Iranian intelligence earlier this hour. Also, the IDF has reportedly killed an October 7th infiltrator and Hamas platoon commander in Gaza, as reported by JNS earlier today. Also this hour, Ynet reveals that Israel's costly U.S. influence operation involves hundreds of millions of shekels, including a significant contract with former Trump advisor Brad Parscale. Separately, the Australian Jewish News reports that Hezbollah, supported by Tehran, is a terrorist army holding Lebanon hostage. And finally, the Times of Israel notes that a new report sheds light on Iran's influence and operations in the region. Here's what people are saying online. Open source intelligence analyst OSINT613 posted just minutes ago that Hezbollah-bound fiber optic drones and other weapons were found inside a fuel truck. Al Arabiya English shared eyewitness footage showing significant damage to bridges in Iran's Bandar Hamir following recent U.S. military strikes. Hananya Naftali, an Israeli activist, posted that U.S. forces have launched a significant strike wave against Iranian military targets, emphasizing the need for regime change. Now for more on those stories, starting with the UK indictment. British authorities have arrested a Liverpool resident under new national security laws. This individual is accused of espionage activities linked to Iranian intelligence. According to Israel Hayom, this marks a significant application of the UK's revamped security measures. This case highlights the ongoing threat of foreign espionage in Western countries. Turning to the IDF operation in Gaza, earlier today, the Israeli military confirmed the elimination of a Hamas commander responsible for training terrorists. According to JNS, this move is part of ongoing efforts to dismantle terrorist networks in the region. The operation underscores the IDF's commitment to countering threats against Israeli civilians. Meanwhile, a Ynet investigation has uncovered Israel's extensive lobbying efforts in the US. The report details a significant budget allocation for influence campaigns, including a high-profile contract with Brad Parscale. This revelation could impact Israel's diplomatic relations and public perception in the US. On the situation in Lebanon, the Australian Jewish News highlights Hezbollah's grip on the country. Armed and directed by Tehran, Hezbollah operates as a state within a state. This ongoing influence raises concerns about regional stability and Lebanon's sovereignty. Finally, a Times of Israel report delves into Iran's strategic maneuvers in the region. The piece provides insights into Iran's tactics and their implications for Middle Eastern geopolitics. The findings emphasize the need for vigilant international monitoring. On the economic front. First, Walla Business reports that the Knesset has approved import reforms allowing American standard products to enter Israel without additional approval. This move aims to streamline trade and reduce consumer costs. Separately, Israel Hayom Business notes that a new reform will enhance competition among banks, focusing on business credit. This initiative is expected to lower financing costs for businesses significantly. And finally, CTEC reports that U.S. company Cribble has acquired Israeli startup Cardinal Ops for around $10.7 million. This acquisition will establish a new Tel Aviv office, boosting the local tech scene. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 1 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.